But it's preaching time, and the best way to introduce a preacher who has not yet been introduced is to let him preach. But this preacher has already preached, so I'm just going to get out the way and let him preach. And I want you to stretch forth your hands towards the pulpit and say, Lord, bless me through your servant, Pastor Reeves. Put your hands together. The next voice you shall hear will be that of the eminent pastor of the Providence Baptist Church in Monrovia, Liberia, West Africa, the Reverend Dr. Samuel Broomfield Reeves, Jr.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's good to be back here. It's good to be home away from home. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. I'm here this morning, I think for the first time, with my wife. So, will you stand, Alice? Amen. Many times we're here together, but she has to return early because of school, and this year she's not, so she's here with me. Amen. And I'm also here with my mother and my brother from Atlanta, Georgia. If somebody asks you where you got your good looks from, there she is. Amen. Amen. God bless you. It's good to be here. Really, it's good to be home. I feel at home. I've been here so many times, and it feels at home. So, you know, I'm just going to cut up and carry on like I'm home. Amen. To all you Liberians in the house, all Liberians in the house, stand. All Liberians. Amen. Amen. God bless all of you. And those of you who didn't stand, you forgot you were Liberian, huh? Will you stand also? Amen. Amen. Come on, all of us stand. As we read the word of God. Amen. 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 Turn with me to Joshua chapter 2. The book of Joshua chapter 2. Joshua is in the Old Testament, just in case. Joshua chapter 2. We'll do the entire chapter, but we're not going to read all of that. So just fix your eyes on verse 8. Go verses 8 to 11. Joshua chapter 2. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
If you're still looking, say, wait a minute, preacher. I wait a few seconds, just a few seconds. Joshua chapter 2, beginning at verse 8. Joshua chapter 2, beginning at verse 8. And it reads, before the spies lay down for the night, she went up on the roof and said to them, I know that the Lord has given this land to you, and that a great fear of you has fallen on us, so that all who live in the city are melting in fear because of you. We have heard how the Lord dried up the waters of the Red Sea. For when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to Shechem and Og, the two kings of the Amorites, east of the Jordan, whom you completely destroyed. When we heard of it, our hearts melted, and everyone's courage failed because of you. For the Lord your God is God of heaven above and the earth below. Let us pray. God of grace and God of glory, on this church pour all your power. Lord, grant us wisdom and grant us courage for the facing of this hour. Lord, may I yield this sermon to your utterance, my sight to your faith, and my spiritually reconstructed imagination to your divine inspiration. Speak for us, speak to us, speak through us. Help us to hear from heaven today. Let the words of my mouth and the collective meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the church say, amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Again, look in your seats. There's some seat belts. I want you to untie yourselves. Let's have church this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, every now and then you hear me ask the question, are you with me? And if you're not sleeping, just borrow me a few amens. Why? Because if you help me preach the sermon, we might be out of here early. And if you do not, if I have to preach the sermon all by myself, we will be done when I'm finished. Are you with me this morning?
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Today's sermon is Shiloh's edition of a sermon series that we did at Providence a while back, called Bad Girls of the Bible. And the Lord just laid on my heart to share with you one of these messages today. Today we will speak to you from the theme, Rahab. How flawed people are loved by a flawless God. Rahab. How flawed people are loved by a flawless God. Are you with me? Listen, church, it is my hope that each of us here today will realize that, like the character in today's message, we too are faced with some of the same weaknesses, the same temptation, and some of the same bad choices. And like this character, like Rahab, church, we sometimes end up with some of the same bad results. Are you with me, church? Listen, whatever your story is, and I may not know your story, that's not important. Make sure God knows your story. Whatever your story is, I want you to know that you are not alone. And that there are lessons for all of us to learn. Listen, the good news is, in spite of how flawed we are, there is a flawless God who loves you just the way you are and wants to change you. Listen, like us, this bad girl had plenty of sin in her past. But like her, we must be willing to change and be changed. Listen, we will examine the joys and how, like her, we will encounter a God who wants to redeem us for eternity. Rahab, how flawed people are loved by a flawless God. Oh, I feel like preaching this morning. Listen, church, today's text begins in chapter 1 with Joshua, the God-appointed leader of Israel before the death of Moses. You know the story. The story starts with the Israelites still encamped on the east side of the Jordan River, poised between their yesterday and their tomorrow. Come to us in chapter 2, today's focus text here. Joshua says to us in last chapter, strong and courageous and believing in God, sent out 2 spies from Shittim, and they encounter the bad girl called Rahab. Listen, like many others in the Bible and here today, Rahab is defined, listen, not by the essence of who she really is, but by the occasion, or by the occasion of a vocation. Listen, this bad girl had an occupation problem. Like so many of us, we got problems. I don't know about you, but I got some problems. This bad girl had an occupation problem. Listen, her occupation was hazardous to her survival. Listen, the term harlot in this text is the word for common prostitute. Not a culty or a temple prostitute. Listen, it is possible that Rahab had been reduced to her occupation by the death of her husband and the need of her impoverished family. Listen, church, these are still some of the conditions that contribute to this and other illnesses in our society and the world today. And so when you see folk in their problem and in their situation, before you too quick to judge, you must remember that sometimes their problems in their background. Yeah. Are you with me?
Amen.
Listen, according to the rabbinical tradition of her time, the girl was one of the four most beautiful women in the ancient world. Rahab. Along with Sarah and Abigail and Esther. Are you with me? Listen, listen, listen. Now we know what business at Rary's Inn, that's Rahab's Inn, situated at the entrance of the city, was the best in town. Because when you read the text, it says when the spies came in there, they found their way into Rahab's Inn, Rary's Inn. At the beginning, the entrance of the city. I don't know about you, I've never been there, but I'm told that Rary's Inn was better than the Comfort Inn on 7th South Pennsylvania Avenue. Somebody told me, I've never been there, but I'm told that Rary's Inn was better than the Wyndham Garden on West Lafayette Street in Trenton. Listen, I've never been to these two places now, but somebody told me that Rary's Inn was better than Rio Ristorante Discante on 50 Riverview Plaza. I'm also told, I've never been to this place too, but somebody told me that Rary's Inn was better than Roman Restaurant and Net Club on 302 Franklin Street. Business was good at Rary's Inn. Rahab. How flawed people are loved by a flawless God. Listen, listen, church. In verses 1 and 2 of this text, here comes the two spies, honorable men, on a dangerous reconnaissance mission, being chased by the king of Jericho, by his seek and destroy team. How do you know that, Pastor Sam? I'm glad you asked, Deacon. Listen, listen, listen. They say the men arrive with their clothes still damp from the waters of the troubling Jordan River, which they had navigated a few miles earlier. Listen, church, Romans have been flying around for years about the Exodus from Egypt and the miraculous crossing of the Red Sea. These men were not only anticipated, listen, they had already been spotted. They needed a place to stay. But it blew my mind. Listen, listen, Shiloh. I wonder what happened to all the good church going, God loving, Jesus praising, dignified believers in the city. Why they didn't find home, in the house of the pastor? Why they didn't find a place to stay in the home of one of the choir members? Why they didn't find a place to stay in the church? Listen, the Bible, I don't know about that. I'm just asking the why. Listen, the Bible say that they found their way to Rary's Inn, whose high roof offer an ideal vantage point for a spy on such dangerous assignment. Listen, unlike Delilah, who put herself in her greed before the safety of others, this bad girl, Rahab, put the safety and the need of others before hers, risking her very business and the threat to her life. Are you with me? Listen, listen. The Bible says she was a harlot. She was a prostitute. She lied to the authority, even protected the lives of foreigners. A liar, a prostitute, yes. But something happened. Oh, watch out how you call people's name. Watch out how you label people for where they've come from and what they're going through because of their struggle. Listen, listen. Yes, they call up all these names, but something was about to happen. A prostitute, yeah, she sensed that something was about to take place in Jericho that even the church folk didn't know was about to happen. Listen, prostitute, but she knew that God, the winds of God was blowing in the city, and God, she allowed herself to be used by God. Listen, she said, yes, that's who I am, but I know something is about to happen. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how folk call you. It may not even matter what your occupation, but you better be ready when God is about to move, because God can use anything. Listen, she recognized that God was about to do something. Listen, and she wanted in on what she believed God was about to do. My. You see, sometimes we love God so much that we can't even realize what God is about to do, a new thing in our lives. Sometimes it takes the folk that we think don't love God, the folk we think are not church folk, the folk that we think got nothing to do with church and our faith, that God sometimes uses to get us where we need to get to go. Listen, she said, I may be who I am, maybe because of my background, but I tell you, God is about to do something, and I want in on what God is about to do. Woo! Listen, to hear her in Joshua chapter 2, verses 8 to 11. She says, now if you just think I was making this thing up because I'm friendly with Pastor Armstrong, I'm not making it up. Listen, it's in the scripture. Listen, she says in the text, she said, I know that the Lord has given this land to you. For the Lord your God is God of heaven above and the earth below. Listen, just to say, I know that the Lord, that's one thing anybody out there can say. But let me tell you, it takes the Spirit of God's conviction upon some folk who are crazy, some folk who don't sound like us, some folk who don't have the reputation that we have, to say, I know it is the God of heaven above and the earth below. Woo! Listen, I hear some asking the question, who, Pastor Reeves, who did God reveal his holiness to? Who? A woman? Because some of us still don't think God can use women. A woman? A country girl from Monrovia? A country girl from Trenton? Who? A prostitute? Who? A bad girl whose vacation was practically her last name? Listen, just before you sit on your high moral horse, let me remind you that God is no respecter of person. That God loves all of us just the same. It doesn't matter what your gender, doesn't matter what your name, brand, doesn't matter where you come from. God loves you just the same. And God can use you if you make yourself available for God to use you. Who? So listen, in verses 11 to 21, it says, with Rahab's belief in the God in heaven above and the earth below, expressed and her trust in the messenger of the Lord, confirmed. My God, this bad girl was good. Listen, this bad girl became a bold and a beautiful girl on the inside and the outside. Listen, she acted on her faith, gave her family a second chance, and saved the lives of the spies. Woo! My. Listen, in Joshua chapter 6, verse 25, it says, but Joshua spared Rahab, the prostitute, with her family and all who belonged to her, because she hid the men Joshua had sent as spies to Jericho. She lived among the Israelites to this day. What she did wasn't just concerned about herself. She said, Lord, I help you do what I believe God wants you to. I'm not just concerned about me. I'm concerned about my family and the extended family. Let me tell you, too many times we get to know Jesus, we forget about our folk around us. We come to church and folks see us and they think that's all we are. Lord, you're not just all you are. You are plus the other folk that God placed around you. And let God use you to change the lives of those people as well. Listen. I believe God has a sense of humor. Now, every now and then I poke fun at myself because I don't want to take this life too seriously because I'm not all that. Because sometimes we think we all that. We're so found up, we're so stuck up, we're so straight up that God can't even flex with us. Listen. Now, God got a sense of humor. Listen to me. Listen. Out of the ashes of Jericho, love and romance bloomed and made history. Ah, my. Listen. What do you mean, Pastor Sam? I'm glad you asked. Super senior choir. Listen. Solomon, one of the spies, Rahab, had commandeered, saw her belief in the God of Israel and took her to be his wife. Listen to Matthew chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. It says, Salmon, the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Boaz, the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed, the father of Jesse. And Jesse, the father of King David. Do you know what's happening here? Listen, church. God got a sense of humor. Listen. Are you with me now? Listen. Get this. Unlike you and I, with God, it is not who we were that matter, but who we are becoming in the presence and the will of God that makes a difference to God and the folk around us. Listen to how God works. Listen, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13, it says, by faith, not by her good looks, not by the good business at Ray Inn. It says, by faith, the prostitute Rahab became, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. Are you with me? Listen, in James chapter 2, verses 24 and 25, we are told that a person is justified by what they do and not really by their faith. Listen, in the same way, was not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did? My. Church, we all got problems. Like you and I, Eve, the first bad girl, had food problem. Listen, she was tempted by her flesh, humbled by her sin, and redeemed by her God. I don't know about you, church. I got problems, but I know we all got problems. Listen, church, Potiphar's wife had main problem. Just like some of us. Listen, she was a forgotten woman, a neglected sister, a deserted mother, and a desperate housewife. Listen, church, Potiphar's wife had a problem. Are you with me? Listen, church, Lot's wife had bling problem. She couldn't let go of the past. She loved to sing with boys to men. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. This girl had a problem, church. We got problem. Let me tell you, Ananias and Sapphira had money problem. Listen, their issue resulted from jealousy and the need for prestige and popularity. Delilah had greed problem. She wasn't satisfied with what she had. Jezebel had power problem because she was a Phoenician princess born to riches and in charge. Listen, like you and I, the woman at the well had relationship problem. Listen, like some sisters today, the men in this woman's life treat her only as an object of sexual pleasure. Listen, Why? Because her humanity was questioned. Her gender was not recognized. Her identification was confined to her location and defined by her situation. Listen, but God quenched her thirst. Church, like Rahab, we all have problems. If God can turn a harlot into a holy vessel, and entrust her with the very gene that will one day produce the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, I say to you, let me tell you, you're never too bad for God to use. Oh no, I just blew your mind. Eh? This prostitute that God used here in the city was the same prostitute through whose lineage that God sent us Jesus Christ. Your Jesus came through a prostitute. Oh, you didn't hear me. Your Jesus came to you through a prostitute. So before you point your finger at somebody else, you better look at yourselves and see where God brought you from. Because he took you out of the miry clay, set your feet on a solid rock to stay. Before you look at somebody else's problem, you better stop long enough and say, I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. Listen, because God loves you so much, it doesn't matter how he reaches you. He wants to save you. It doesn't matter whether you're a prostitute or pimp to someone who's just on the other side. Listen, God wants to save you. Flawed people. Flawed people. Because we're flawed, we will shoot black men just because they're black. Because we're flawed, we will fight over the issues of race in this nation. Because we're flawed, we will manipulate each other and try to do others bad so that we can look good. Because we're flawed, a plane will disappear with 300 foot and nobody know where it's gone. Because we're flawed, some rebel will shoot down a plane with innocent folk in it. But let me tell you, I stopped by long enough to tell you, in your flawedness, there is a flawless God who loves you. His name is Jesus. He loves you. Died on the cross. He loved you. Raised from the dead. He loved you. Look beyond your fault. Picked you up. Watch you clean. Say, keep on keeping on. It doesn't matter who you are, how they call you. I love you because I'm a flawless God who takes care of your flawed situation. God bless you.
Everybody standing to their feet. Flawed people loved by a flawless God. How many of you know that's all of us up in here? And as the choir gets ready to sing the song of invitation, we invite our deacons and our deaconess and clergy to go out and spread into the congregation as a way of extending the love of God into to the people of God. Maybe there's somebody here who does not know the Lord for himself or herself. And this is your chance to say, Lord, I surrender all of my stuff, all of my flaws unto thee, O God. This is your chance to let go and let God. Membership in a church doesn't save you. Relationship with God saves you. Rahab had a relationship with God because she submitted herself to the God of Israel. We want someone today to submit themselves and come. Go ahead and sing, choir. And as they sing, these two invitations are extended to somebody. Membership, if you already know Jesus, we want you to come and join with the Bible preaching, Bible believing church in the name of Jesus. If you're here today, won't you come? But more importantly, if you want to give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, we extend that to you today. This choir is going to lift up the name of the Lord. Look at God. I got a sister coming. Somebody give God a praise offering.